Iraq State TV says the army, backed by Shia and Sunni volunteer forces, has launched operations to liberate the northern regions of Salahuddin and Anbar provinces from the grip of the ISIL terrorists. The main goal is to recapture the city of Ramadi in the western Anbar province. A spokesman for the volunteer forces says they've laid a complete siege to Ramadi to close all the routes through which the terrorists were receiving aid. Ahmad al-Assadi said Baghdad is the red line for the popular forces and that they won't let the terrorists approach the capital. He added that over 400,000 volunteer forces are taking part in this operation. The army and popular mobilization forces have recently forced the Takfiri terrorists out of several cities. In their latest offensive, they took control of Hajjaj district in Salahuddin. Political commentator Kavork Al-Masian joins us by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Al-Masian, welcome to the program. The Iraqi forces, backed by the volunteer forces, the Shia Sunni volunteer forces and local tribes, are very well on the cusp of retaking Salahuddin and Anbar provinces from the ISIL terrorists. Tell us how significant it would be for the Iraqi army to regain control of these two provinces, and how big of a blow would it be to the ISIL Takfiri terrorists?
Actually, there is an unprecedented unity among all segments of the Iraqi society after the recent advances of the ISIL terrorists in Ramadi and in other areas. Obviously, the civilians, both the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Christians, have no faith whatsoever that these ISIL terrorists would give them any kind of interest or any kind of positive impact in their lives. Some people lived under the mercy of ISIL, and they are aware that these people are against humanity, these people are against civilization. Therefore, after any occupation of ISIL, these people are moving to the government-held areas. Now, this unity of the people with the Iraqi army and the popular forces, which consist of the Sunnis and the Shiites, have the will and the plan to liberate Ramadi and other areas which are occupied by ISIL. The liberation of these areas is very important for both the morale of the people of Iraq and also for the strategic interests of the Iraqi government. We all know that ISIL is now the creation of the United States. The recent document revealed by the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency of the United States, revealed the role of the United States in creating ISIS in order to destabilize Syria and Iraq. Therefore, ISIL's presence in Iraq and Syria is to divide these both countries on sectarian basis. Therefore, if we unite both the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Christians against the ISIL and we liberate these areas from their control, we will boost the national unity of the Syrians and the Iraqis. We will unite against these terrorists and prevent the American plan to divide both Syria and Iraq. There is a very important point we should mention to our audience, that ISIL was not able to see a birth and to continue and to expand. And recently in Ramadi and also in Palmyra in Syria, without the blind eye of the United States, we all know that the United States have full surveillance and full control of the aerial space of Iraq and Syria. Therefore, all this talk about the American plan to chase and to destroy ISIL is baseless. The Americans' strategy is to keep this ISIL in Syria and Iraq and to use them as a geopolitical tool in order to divide both Syria and Iraq.
Thank you very much, political commentator Kevork Amasyan, speaking to us from Beirut.